This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. We heard over the weekend of dozens of deaths from violence with guns. While most media outlets covered weekend anti-gun marches and ignored the less-than-expected turnout, almost no attention was given to a U.S. official who boldly told a U.N. Women's Rights Conference that America is a pro-life nation. American opinion polls reflect the growing realization that abortion is a violence, taking thousands of lives daily, with many abortions accompanied by severe pain for the child. Both Arkansas and Kansas have asked federal circuit courts to allow defunding of Planned Parenthood. The February ruling from Denver's 10th Circuit split from an 8th Circuit Court ruling, and as Kansas still wants to defund Planned Parenthood, this case may now go to the U.S. Supreme Court. The 10th Circuit found that allegations of criminal sales of abortion specimens was insufficient reason for Kansas to deny Medicaid funding. This is Life News Radio.
The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
After Mississippi's new 15-week pain abortion ban was passed and its implementation blocked in court last week, abortion advocates continue criticizing it, claiming it would hurt blacks. Pro-life advocates equate abortion to eugenics, a practice that today disproportionately targets blacks, Hispanics, and economically marginalized groups for the death of their preborn children. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.